Welcome to Heartspeak Podcast, episode 291, Dancing with the Dragon.
Welcome to the Heartspeak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
Well, hello there, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're doing well, and thank you for letting me back into your life and sharing what I feel is the wisdom of the day. So, did you have any interesting experiences around the 20th of April when Jupiter and Uranus came together in Taurus? They may have involved finances, technology, your body, nature, your property. And I have to say that last weekend, I certainly had some of those issues. Unexpectedly took up my time. The first was in technology, which I managed to sort out, and then a little bit around my property, which again was unexpected. But everything came to fruition and everything is fine. But I thought, aha, that's what happens when Jupiter and Uranus come together in Taurus. A little bit of stirring the pot, bringing things to the surface. And of course, this was increased by this full moon, this beautiful full moon in Scorpio, which again brings things to the surface, things that were unseen, unknown. And at the moment, there's quite a lot of chaos happening out in the world, if you haven't noticed, partly due to Pluto stirring things up in Aquarius, people coming together, and I'll talk more about that next time, but also things that were being kept beneath the surface. Nobody's going to talk about this. Now people are talking about it. Maybe it's just one or two brave individuals who said no more. But the word is spreading, and that's what I love. And this ties in beautifully with my theme for today, which is the dragon rising, and really looking at this energy of Mother Earth, the consciousness of Mother Earth, which I'll call dragon energy. But the rising particularly happens and is associated with one of the Celtic quarter days, which is Beltane on May the 1st. Many of us call this May Day. And so this is traditionally a time where some say it's the welcoming of the sun god, the sun coming back, the beginning of summer. But actually, to me, it is actually the rising of the dragon energy coming up from the earth and being fertilized by the sun god, the two marrying, the interaction between the sun and the earth. And this is really the feature of May Day, Beltane, which is this fertilization happening. And it is the return of the sun god, where in many traditions, it's seen as the movement of the control of the earth through the stag god, or Serenus, who is that which represents winter, and giving over the power to the green man, which represents vegetation and summer. So there's this handing over of energies. And the Celtic tradition really liked dualities. So Samhain, which we see as the 31st of October, November the 1st, is 6 months to May the 1st, which then becomes Beltane. So there is this period of time where the darker god, called often the stag god, is in control. And then there's a period of 6 months where the green man, the vegetation, is in control. And in the same way, we have from Samhain to Beltane, the crone energy, the what may be called the dark goddess, is in control during the winter. And then the virgin takes over at Beltane. So you see this sort of handing over energy. Now, as this happens, just as we see in Samhain, there's this rising of the energies from the underworld, that may take you down into the darkness, which is why in Halloween we dress up as if we are already ghouls and ghosts, so please don't take me into the underworld. It is similar at the time of Beltane, where it's not about being taken down into the underworld, but the veil between the worlds is extremely thin at this time. And this is the why during Halloween, as I say, we tend to dress up and pretend we're already there, so please don't take me. But during Beltane, we tend to light fires. And in the ancient days, it would be to be like that fire, so that you wouldn't be taken into the underworld and you would rise up. Now, I hope you're following me here. This is a very important time, certainly in the Celtic tradition. And it is a time where there's a handing over of the power. And it was understood so strongly that the people in ancient times, and not just the Celts, and many, many traditions, saw this as a really important time to honor Mother Earth and to honor and dance with the particular need of that time. And why am I saying that? Because in my studies now of looking at geomancy, which is literally of the earth, study how do we work with Mother Earth, I've come to understand that throughout the ancient times, not just in Britain, of course, I'm reading a little bit more about the British traditions, but throughout the world, all of the rituals and dances and songs that were performed at a certain time or a certain season to honor the energies that were particularly associated with that season. And at this particular time at Beltane, it was the bringing up of this dragon energy, the fire of the dragon, the creative fire coming to the surface, fertilizing the land. And so at May Day, the particular connection is to light a fire, to light a bonfire. Now, I know we light fires at other times, but at this time, we would write in, again, across Britain, I'm particularly referencing, fires would be lit on the top of hills, on the top of mounds. And those fires were to encourage the dragon to rise up. It's saying, we love you, dragon, rise up and show us your fire. And this is now carried out in a beautiful place in the center of Ireland called Uisnech, where they have a Beltane festival. And it was here that I really learned it wasn't about welcoming back the sun. It was saying, please, beautiful dragon, creative energy, come to the surface, join us up here. Look, we're lighting fires in your honor, and your fire is being met by our fire. And many times during Beltane, they talk about leaping through the fire and purifying yourself and transforming yourself and purifying the animals. But truly, I sense it was more about, I am the fire. I dance in the fire. And it is that fire, yes, it is a purifying energy, but it's also about a fertilizing energy. And what was so important from the books I've been reading is to understand the reason you're doing it. You are simulating the dragon coming to the surface. You are simulating what are known as the Tuatha Dé Danann, who live in the other world, and saying, fairies, come to the surface, bring your fire to the surface. And I see that in the Puebla people here in New Mexico. They have their different ceremonies, might be representing a deer, or it might be representing an eagle, and their dances are spectacular. They dance in these costumes where the men and women literally look as if they are a deer. They prance like a deer, or they soar like an eagle. And they understand that this isn't just saying, oh, isn't that nice? They look as if they're deer. This is saying is when we honor the particular season, we honor what we're doing, and the season that's going to bring fertility or rain or insight, and we wear the costume and we say, I am this, the earth responds in a certain way, in a positive way. And reading some of the books by John Michel and others who say, we've forgotten all of this. And I've, you know, been around people who even do the wrong ritual on the wrong day. And I go, this is the wrong ritual. You can't just say we're going to do this ritual because we fancy doing it. This is not right. If you're going to do the rituals, understand the seasons, the movement of the moon, the movement of the sun, the movement of the earth, what is needed at this time. And also understand how certain religions, especially Christianity, has sort of sent it into a wrong direction, as I mentioned at Easter, where they've sent it towards the full moon rather than the new moon. So recognizing the power of the earth to meet our needs at this time is fantastic. So if you want your garden, your flowers in your garden to bloom, you know, act as if you're bringing this fire up. Do a little dance, do a little song, play a little pipe. And that's what the ancient people understood. Light a fire, light a candle. Recognize that the whole reason for building a bonfire or bringing fire was to actually encourage the fire to return to the earth. And that's what we call dragon energy. It's the Mother Earth's creative energy that comes, or the magnetic energy that comes from her liquid core. You know, if I'm going to be precise about this, this is not some negative energy. This is what brings fire and life to our earth and to us as people. And we as people have the ability to be the transformers. So when we dance and we sing in certain tunes and dance a particular rhythm, we're actually acting out the intelligence of the earth, the creativity of the earth, and that fertilization that can occur between the above and below. We are the creative intermediaries. Hope I'm getting you excited. And this is why in Aborigine cultures, for instance, you may know about song lines, but also the mythology of the Aborigines in Australia is that different animals came to the surface or came from the skies, and they created everything all across the Australian continent. And so where you meet different people in Australia, they are handling or holding the energy of a particular animal, a particular mythology, a particular song, but together they create the whole story. I love that idea. It's like, what is it that you, where you're living, what animal do you symbolize? What tree, perhaps? What is specific to your area where you live that you are choosing to live where you are so that you symbolize this particular energy? And that you're singing it alive, you're dancing it alive, you're moving it alive. So let's just come back to Beltane for a short time. So here we have this idea that as we light the bonfires and the beacons on the hills, that we are asking this beautiful fire energy to come to the surface. And we're asking, when it does, that there will be a fertilization between the sun and the earth. So this is a time of fertility. And what is fertilization? It is the creation of something new in the outside world. So what does this mean to me and you? Well, after the winter solstice, and I appreciate that some of you may be listening who live in the southern hemisphere, but I'm speaking just now as if that I'm a northern hemisphere person. After the winter solstice, we start to bring into our being a new idea. And this is similar to a woman after her period. She starts to develop a new egg. She doesn't fertilize it. A new egg starts to grow. We could call this the day after the dark moon. So in other words, after a new moon, something starts to stir in us. And then we come to February the 1st in terms of the Celtic tradition. And this is that stirring in our womb. So we've got that new idea. We're putting it in our womb, in our consciousness, and we're starting to bring early fire to it. Now, that fire is not like the Beltane fire. It's as if we're like, oh, this could be interesting. Oh, this could be fun. So there's something that we're like, oh, I could go along with this idea. Yes. And that happens at Imbolc. And so the idea is that something is planted. You may not be fully aware of it, but around that February 1st date, you're like, oh, that could be fun. And so you develop that idea from, I'm going to come back to my moon, from the new moon to the full moon, you develop that idea. You get creative, you put ideas, fire energy into it. You start to cultivate it, don't you? And you do that until the full moon. And I'll come back to the ladies, until ovulation. Okay, so this egg has been developing. This idea has been developing. You've been putting energy into it. You've been trying some things out. But it's not until the full moon or ovulation that you put it out in the world. So what have you been developing since the winter solstice that you are now ready to put into the world? Because that's fertilization. You're saying, here we go. And what you're hoping is that other people will take your idea and run with it, but fertilize it. That's what fertilization is. Oh, great idea. So you put it out on social media and everybody goes, yes. And your idea is fertilized. Now that takes, you know, in a monthly cycle, maybe 1 to 5 days. So you've got this sort of period where you're very fertile, very sexy. And in fact, you know, around that time for a woman, she is putting out all these chemicals that's saying, I have an egg that's ripe. Who wants it? Now, we'll go away from eggs at the moment. But the fact of the matter is, when you have an idea, best time to put it out into the world is at the full moon. And you want it fertilized. And this is Beltane. This is your Maypole. Excuse me, your May Day. I'm coming back to the Maypole. And so you're really saying, who is going to fertilize my ideas? And this is why during this time, it was very common in May Day for young men and young women to disappear into the woods and obviously come back with them being fertilized. And this is really how it got a lot of its knowledge about people say, oh, this is a bad time. People are sexually not a bit promiscuous, if we want to say it. But it was that energy. And then you've got the time after your fertilization where you actually have to nurture your idea. And then, of course, towards the dark moon, towards the new moon, or even towards your period, you're saying, okay, what am I letting go of? What do I need to do, you know, to let go of so my idea can grow? Again, don't want to get into that, but Beltane is full moon. Beltane is ovulation. This is the time of fertilization. What have you been growing until now? And it's symbolized, coming back to my maypole, by a maypole. Now, if we look a little bit further back, we come back to the idea of George and the dragon. And interestingly, in Britain, St. George's Day is April the 23rd, so very much all in this area. But St. George is often symbolized as stabbing or killing the dragon. Again, that's a very Christian idea because he didn't kill the dragon. He pierced Mother Earth with his sword, asking Mother Earth or the dragon female to rise up along his pole, which is his phallic symbol, and be fertilized by him and his seed. So the maypole, if anybody of you know about the maypole, is really the piercing of Mother Earth. But you could say it's really just the masculine energy entering the female and respectfully saying, please climb up my maypole, my pole, so that I can fertilize you and you can help me. And that really is it. So you see, in so many symbols, a mound, which is the pregnant feminine or the feminine who's waiting to be fertilized. And again, jumping a little bit, she's not pregnant yet. But the mound and the stick at the top is symbolic of the fertilization of heaven and earth, as above, so below, as below, so above, the meeting of heaven and earth. And I think of Glastonbury Tor, where you have that small tower there, which was, you know, a more religious symbol, but the symbol of it is this mound, natural mound with a labyrinth around it and the tower on top. You look of Silbury Hill again in Britain, which is a mound, a man-made mound, but we know that both the tower and Silbury Hill have an entry point into the other world. So it's like in the center, you can go down into a chamber underneath. And that's true of, we're talking about pyramids, where there many a time they have chambers underneath, which is where the other world exists. And when you're at these points in our history, you're saying, please come up. Please bring your wisdom, because within the earth is the wisdom and the consciousness. Please come up and you could say, fertilize me, fertilize my ideas, bring life force to the surface. So just staying with the maypole at the moment, it was the way in which a May dance was done, was performed and still is in certain parts of the world, is to have ribbons at the top of the maypole. And then for men or women, men and women or just women, to wind in and out of each other. So you create this beautiful design. I had the joy of doing that in Brazil last year. But the symbol of the winding in and out, the spiraling in and out, is the symbol of the dragon, the serpent. It is also the symbol of our DNA. So what you're doing is inviting and energizing of our own energy as we weave in and out. So every time we do anything that weaves in and out, we're literally bringing heaven onto earth within our own beingness. You might know it has the same symbolism in the Kundalini, the Ida and the Pingali, they wind around each other. When they wind around, there's a fertilization, an interaction that says, I'm enlightened, I'm fertilized, I'm here. I'm getting excited. So the maypole dance, where they wind in and out, eventually where all the ribbons are around the pole, is asking and inviting the dragon to rise up along the pole so that there is this fertilization. So what else can we do on May Day? Well, many speak about going out if there is dew on your ground and washing your face in the dew, washing your hands. Again, recognizing the dew is a combination of the water of this of the atmosphere meeting the earth, walking barefoot on the earth at that time, letting that dew, that water, bring new consciousness into your body. You can burn a candle yourself. You can put a bonfire in. You can do whatever you want to make sure the energy moves. So again, if you're going to do a dance, make it one that's spiraling or turning, turn yourself. But what you're doing is saying, I recognize this is this sacred time. And even if you live in the Southern Hemisphere and it isn't appropriate for you, this is a great time to do this. So I understand when I was in Brazil, this wasn't necessarily the beginning of their summer, it was the beginning of their winter. But we brought the dragon up in a way that would honor her at that time. This is so exciting to me that we are forgetting, or we have forgotten, the reason we walk on the earth, the reason we dance on the earth, the reason we might have dancers or singers on the earth. We get so caught up in, am I singing well? Am I dancing well? The more we understand the seasons and the interconnectedness between the seasons and the earth and the sky and the cosmos, the more we bring nourishment to the earth. And so we may see the land getting drier or less nurtured. And we might say, oh, it's due to pesticides, whatever. But actually, it's due to our lack of connection to earth, a lack of connection to dance on her, to invite the different qualities of her to rise up at this time. The time of abundance, the time of fertilization, the time of harvest, the time of winter, All of these have a dance. All of these have a song. And whether you're doing this just in your own little world or for the bigger world, I bless you. And I say, have a fabulous Beltane, May Day, fertilization. But let this be a time where you shine as heaven and earth come together and the dragon is moving within you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Heart Speak Podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Please check out all Heart Speak episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. Heart Speak is also available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Tumblr, and now playing on Amazon Music and iHeartRadio. You can also watch the archive podcast on Christine's channel on YouTube and now on Rumble. Connect with Christine on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook group, The Great Mother Calling. Do share with family, friends, colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of Heart Speak.